Welcome. In this lesson, you'll design an LSB Air Horn Blast in Ableton Live 12, a crunchy, DJ-friendly one-shot for breakbeat fills and live performance. We'll synthesize a fast pitch drop blow, layer noise and oscillators for body, and add LSB-style digital grit with Redux. By the end, you'll have a tweakable instrument rack and render WAVs ready for drum racks or samplers in your DJ set. Lesson overview first. We're building a single-shot air horn instrument you can play with MIDI or trigger as audio. It has a fast downward pitch envelope, a noise layer for spray, Redux for bit reduction and downsampling artifacts, and a tight effects chain, saturator, EQ, short reverb and optional delay, so it cuts through breakbeats without stealing low end. We'll finish by exporting WAVs and giving tips for live use. What you'll build. One MIDI playable blast with a pitch decay envelope for the characteristic blow, layered oscillator and noise body, LSB digital crunch via Redux, a live-ready effects chain and macro controls for performance. Step-by-step walkthrough. Note, everything uses Ableton Live 12 stock devices. Set up, start a new live set and set the BPM to something you use for breakbeat or DNB. 174 is a good reference. Create a MIDI track and rename it LSB Air Horn. Synthesis with Waveitable. Drop Waveitable onto that MIDI track. For oscillator 1, choose a bright saw position or saw Waveitable. Use unison of 2-3 voices and a tune around 0.06-0.12 for width. Set the octave to 0 or plus 1 depending on brightness. Enable the noise section and pick a bright or white noise character, keeping its level modest, around 10-25%. To add spray without washing the tone. Now the pitch envelope that makes the blast. In Waveitable, enable the pitch envelope or assign an envelope to pitch. Set the amount to something between minus 24 and minus 36 semitones to create a downward slide. For the envelope shape, use a near instant attack, 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay in the range of 250 to 450 milliseconds, sustain at 0, and release around 30 to 80 ms. Aim for about 300-400 ms decay as a starting point for a short DJ blast. Match the amplitude to the pitch motion. Set the amp envelope with attack 0, decay roughly 350-450 ms, sustain 0, and release 30-60 ms so the volume falls with the pitch. Tone shaping, add a filter to shape the horn. Use a low pass or band pass with cutoff around 2 to 4 kHz, mild resonance, and a small amount of filter drive, 1 to 3 dB, so the sound sits in the mix and avoids harsh top end. Optionally, add gentle FM or second oscillator for extra buzzy character, but keep it simple for a reliable DJ tool. Effects chain. The LSB crunch and DJ readiness first. Insert saturator right after Waveitable. Use soft clip mode and apply 2 to 6 dB of drive to fatten and keep peaks controlled. Next, insert Redux. This is the core LSB step. Set bit depth down to around 6-8 bits to emphasize LSB artifacts without wrecking the transient. Set down sample or sample rate to a lower value, around 8 to 12 kHz, to introduce aliasing and grit. For live control, map bit depth or downsample to a macro so you can morph from smooth to full grit on the fly. After Redux, place EQ8. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz to remove sub-rumble that would collide with the kick. Add a small 1-3 dB presence boost in the 1-4 kHz band so the blast cuts through breaks. Optionally, add erosion for extra digital texture. Set it to noise with a low amount so it complements Redux rather than overwhelms. Add a short reverb, hybrid reverb or reverb. Keep decay between 0.2 and 0.6 seconds and dry slash wet around 10-20%. Use a small pre-delay of 5 to 15 ms if you want the initial click to remain dry. A subtle ping-pong delay with low feedback and low wet amount can add a stereo tail if you like. MIDI clip and live slash DJ usage. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip and place a single note at the start. C3 is a fine default. In session view, you can set the clip's launch mode to one shot so it plays its full length regardless of key release, or leave it normal if you prefer MIDI playing. Map macros for performance. Macro 1. Redux bit depth macro 2. Redux downsample macro 3. Filter cutoff macro 4. Pitch amount or decay for on-the-fly blast length control. To make a portable DJ tool, render the one shot to audio. Arm and record the track into session view or use file right arrow export audio slash video. Export at the same sample rate as your set, 44.1 or 48 kHz, and 24-bit for archive quality. Rendering at 44.1 kHz is fine too if you want to preserve aliasing character. Drag the render WAV into a drum rack cell or into simpler slash sampler, disable warp, and set the clip to one shot for instant pad triggering. Integration with breakbeats: place the blast on an off beat or just before a kick transient for impact. Small pre-delays or automating filter cutoff can make the blast sit ahead of or behind drum hits. For live stuttered variations, use beat repeat with short gates tied to the blast. For authentic grit, put redux after beat repeats or repeats inherit aliasing. Common mistakes to avoid: don't crank bit depth to extremes. 1-2 bits will destroy transients. Start around 6-8 bits and dial from there. Avoid long reverb decay on these hits. Too much wash and you lose punch. Keep the pitch envelope fast. If decay gets longer than 600 ms, it turns into a synth swell, not an air horn blast. Render to audio for performance stability. Running many synths and redux instances live can be CPU heavy. Watch phase and layering. If layers cancel, use slight to tune, unison, or invert phase and glue with saturator or glue compressor. Pro tips: macro automation is essential. Map redux and filter to a knob for live morphing. Build two chains inside an instrument rack. Clean and LSB. Use a chain selector macro to flip between them instantly. Layer a low-level sine sub under the blast for club presence, but high-pass it if you don't want kick clash. Export multiple variants at different bit depths and downsample rates, clearly labeled for quick recall. Use short sidechain compression to duck the blast slightly against the kick so it doesn't steal the punch. For drama, automate bit depth to drop mid-blast. Start high quality, snap to low bits for a crunchy tail. Mini practice exercise: make 3 one-shot variants and compare them in a 4-bar loop. Variant A, 8 bits, 12 kHz downsample, 300 ms decay. Variant B, 6 bits, 8 kHz downsample, 350 ms decay with erosion. Variant C, no redux, more saturator, 450 ms decay. Export each WAV, load them into drum rack pads 1-3, program a 4-bar break, and trigger each pad in the 3rd bar to hear how LSB grit changes fill energy. While playing, try morphing redux bit depth with a macro. Recap: you've built an LSB air horn blast by synthesizing a pitched blast in Wavedible with a fast downward pitch envelope, adding noise and filtering for horn character, applying redux for bit reduction and downsampling grit, and using saturator, eq, and short reverb for presence. You learn to map macros, render WAVs for DJ performance, and set up drum rack or sampler triggering. Final reminders: think of this sound as a DJ punctuation mark. Punchy, attention-grabbing, and tweakable. Start with conservative redux settings. Test your rendered samples on club systems, and organize your exports with clear file names. A small, well-labeled library of variants will outclass dozens of half-baked presets in a live set. That's it. Experiment with small tweaks, save the variants that work, and you'll have a powerful LSB air horn blast ready for breakbeat science in your DJ toolkit.